News Hit.
Hi, it's Rob with your news on demand. A 34-year-old man's expected to face court today, charged with failing to provide the necessities of life to a woman after he allegedly left her unconscious on the side of a road at Maudsland. The woman was rushed to hospital in a critical condition from a suspected overdose yesterday afternoon. Her condition has improved overnight. Police arrested a man a few hours later. Tweed police are calling for witnesses to a nasty crash south of the border that's put a 76-year-old woman in hospital with severe head injuries. Her car collided with another vehicle on the Tweed Valley Way at South Moorloombah before hitting a signpost and flipping. Four people in the other car escaped unharmed. The RACQ is naming and shaming. Southeast Queensland servos continually slugging us the most at the bowser. Spokesperson Renee Smith says some of the biggest companies are among the worst offenders, some charging 40 cents more per litre for unleaded than other service stations on the Gold Coast.
Caltex, Coles Express and BP, time and time again, they are the ones charging more. We were looking at June data and they charge far more than others.
And the Teddy Bear Hospital is here again, opening its doors at Australia Fair this week for the school holidays. Vicky James from the Gold Coast Hospital Foundation says the Teddy doctors will add more stuffing, repair any split seams and sew missing eyes back onto your child's favourite stuffed animal, all for a gold coin donation.
We have our expert Teddy doctors. They're all dressed in their scrubs, ready to go. They've been sewing up teddy bears that have been sick or injured. A lot of teddy bears that have lost some stuffing through their arms and legs.
More than 80,000 people are expected at ANZ Stadium tonight for the Origin Series decider. Of course, most of them will be wearing blue. And Aussie coach Justin Langer has confirmed Peter Hanscom will replace Usman Khawaja in the 11 for tomorrow night's World Cup semi-final against England. And for more news on demand, download the app via your smart speaker or at cfm.com.au.